Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Here's one of our problems. If we can report a problem in terms of percentages, numbers likely to be sick, numbers likely to be rich or poor, numbers likely to be exposed to the coronavirus, we feel better. This is not an honest way to look at the world. Try to remember what stopped Mitt Romney in the final days of his last national campaign. It was a surreptitious taping of remarks he made at a dinner in Florida. The crux of the speech was that while he wanted to be president of a united country, there were always going to be 47% of the population he could never please. Therefore, he decided, admit the gap and concentrate on being president of 53% of the population. In effect, what he had done was decide that slightly more than half of the voters he faced would ever give him an even break. Okay, forget about the others. In the past 3 years, polling has revealed consistently that our current leader has an approval rating of from 34% to a high of 47% of those polled. Those who opposed him were heartened and soothed. No one with such bad PR could ever be elected, let alone re-elected. Whew, what a relief. What none of our pundits seemed to realize was that it was entirely possible for someone like Trump to not give a damn. Which, of course, 100% of the electorate is beginning to understand. Even his most tireless defenders are now, in the wake of his impeachment, whether or not one agrees that that exercise was valid, standing up for him and his machinations with little tiny caveats. They are still idolaters, but increasingly even they are willing to admit that not everything he does is good for the country or even for themselves. His more rabid opponents are cheering and applauding these halfway walkbacks, as though what he says and does is any different than it was before. This is a guy whose horizons stop at the bottom line of his bank account. Today, Trump supporters and antagonists are divided almost evenly between believing what the man says he's doing and those who actually see and feel what he's doing. In both cases, the results are identical. He's destroying the institutions, not to mention the Constitution on which those are based, to enable himself and his cronies to erect a structure for governing in which only those most loyal to him prosper. For the rest, it's doom, death, and destruction, which is our current status. He's angry, and he doesn't care who knows it. He's going to get even. In many cases, more than even with those he believes have worked against his whims and ignorance, and who, as a victim of his self-induced paranoia, seem to number in the thousands. As king, no one dares deny him. Nancy Pelosi, alas, seems to have shot her bolt too early. Through no fault of her own, insofar as she didn't want impeachment to begin with, she felt the, quote, trial, end quote, in the Senate was doomed. And if that were so, what weapon had Congress left with which to discipline an out-of-control ego? She was right, of course. What the impeachment did was free Trump from any and all restraints he might occasionally have felt. And he takes such delight in saying he can do anything he wants. His angry shoot first and forget to ask questions later progress gets bigger and uglier day by day. Rachel Maddow's urgent alert about American democracy this week comes too late and was heard by too few. Trump and Fox Television make so much noise hour by hour that none of that network's more moderate viewers has a chance at all to think. Those who follow Ms. Maddow are bashing their heads against a wall. But the pollsters' numbers continue to give comfort to millions. There's still hope, they report. Percentages are scientific and dependable, just as they were in the autumn of 2016. A postscript. Attorney General William Barr's self-serving make nice yesterday seems intended to do a couple of things simultaneously. But we first have to remember that this is a guy who has consistently skirted legality, mores and customs of his trade, in order to assist in Trump's dismantling of the nation's rule of law. The press seemed to load him with huzzas for finally looking squarely at his boss and saying, stop. On the other hand, he's more likely to be saying, stop, your tweeting is keeping me from doing what you want me to do. If the latter sentence is accurate, we all are daily sinking deeper into a swamp of dear ones' making, and we don't even have boards on which to help ourselves crawl out of the mire. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.